Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. It's time for us to have a lovely time. It's Friday here, but it might be a Sunday. Or then, again, it might be Tuesday or Monday. Joe said it feels like the weekend to him.
True.
Ben had a guest, and Willip and the pianist said they couldn't care less.
No, I couldn't care less.
It's a whole section podcast.
Yeah.
It's the Horn Section Podcast. Yes, hello, and welcome to this podcast from us, the guys in the Horn Section. We make music and babies. So far, 9 babies, 2 albums and 1 single. And they're all available on Bandcamp to buy or borrow. Hi, guys from the Horn Section.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Let's introduce you all one by one. When I say your instrument, please sing your name, but hold the note for a very long time so that you can eventually all be singing at the same time. Will, you're going to go last.
Horrible.
You're going to go last, Will, because you're going to do the high one. On drums.
Ben.
On saxophone.
Ben.
On piano.
Ben.
On trumpet.
Joe.
On bass. Lovely stuff. Has anyone got a catchphrase for today? I know Willip's been working on a couple. What have you got, Willip?
That's not the whole story, and he's had a lot on.
Oh. Which do you favour, Willip?
I don't mind.
He's had a lot on.
It's best to put it, he had a lot on.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're all ready then. But I would like to hear a musical solo. Hey, pianist, you said your name in that bit, so that's great. Have you ever heard of Peter and the Wolf by Prokofiev?
I sure have, Alex, yes.
It was great, wasn't it?
I love it, yeah. One of my earliest vinyl memories, that. Mm, yeah, I used to go into my sister's bedroom
and
her record player was.
He represented all the animals with music, Ed.
Oh, did he?
Yep. So this time I want you to do that. So I want you to represent, I'm going to say a type of food and just represent it with music. Here goes, chicken. A bit quicker. Yeah, potato. Soup. Sandwiches. Lovely, magical stuff there. Guys, give it up for the pianist.
Oh, wow. He's had a lot on.
He did have a lot on.
I have had a lot on.
Well, look, we have our very special one-person guest audience waiting in the wings, but let's hear one of your songs first. I'd like it if Joe goes first again, because I've heard this song and it's pretty damn powerful. Joe, tell us about your influences, your inspiration and your insane workout schedule that's given you such great abs. Inspiration, please. Oh, influences first.
My main influence is musically, which I think you'll hear come across in this song, are Phil Collins and Gloria Estefan.
Oh, wicked.
Okay. Inspiration for the lyrics?
It's semi-autobiographical.
Okay. And what about your insane workout schedule?
It's insane.
Just give us one of the
crazy
reps.
Hopping.
Okay. And here is Joe's song.
I've been blessed with a pizza face and cauliflower ears. I've been blessed with a massive spam, whiskey nose and trout lips. I've been blessed with sausage fingers. I'm lucky to be ham-fisted. On the other hand, there's butterfingers. Oh, I've been blessed. I've been blessed with a walnut whip penis and sultana balls, noodle legs and cheesy things. Oh, but I haven't quite got it all, cause the one thing that I've always wanted, the one thing that I've never had, I don't think I will ever get it, and it makes me sad, cause I wish I had a lass. Yes, I wish I had a lass. Wish I had a lass. Wish I had a lass. But I haven't got a lot of
plaintive trumpet.
Sad ending.
Oh, it really sad. No. It must be so sad.
A lard ass.
You really wish you had a lard ass.
Wish I had a... Yeah, it's Ben Reynolds on drums, that, yeah.
Okay, who wants to meet our special one-person guest audience now?
Yes, please.
Woo. Let's do it. Yep. It's a he. He's in a different country. He is Robbie Williams.
Whoa! What?
Robbie Williams! Hello, Robbie.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Robbie.
Hi, Mark.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm going to introduce you to Mark in a minute. Can I ask, first of all, where are you? I'm in Buckinghamshire and I'm wearing tracksuit bottoms.
I'm in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. in the hills of Beverlyshire, 90210, and I'm wearing a 1950s-inspired tennis top.
Yes.
By a company called Casablanca Tennis Club.
Okay, well, what's on the legs?
I've got some Rick Owens fashion pants on.
Fashion pants. Okay. Well, yeah. I've brought one member of my band with me because he's also a member of your band. It's Mark Brown. There he is.
Hello.
Hello, Mark Brown.
What do you think of Mark Brown, Robbie?
I like Mark Brown.
Yeah, I like Mark Brown. And to start with, we're going to play a quick game of what would Mark Brown do, so we can see who's got the best relationship with Mark Brown.
Okay.
So I've got three scenarios for you. We're going to both say what we think Mark Brown would do, and then Mark Brown can tell us what Mark Brown would do.
Okay.
Yep. Scenario one, Mark Brown is going to the cinema. A family of very tall people have sat in front of him, and they talk throughout the movie, and quite often they turn around and poke him. What would Mark Brown do?
Mark Brown wouldn't do much, actually. He'd probably be really angry about it, but do nothing about it, and then complain about it to his wife when he leaves the cinema.
Yes, Esther. Yes, Esther. I've got the same. I've got he'd refuse to be drawn into an altercation. Mark?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I wouldn't be in the cinema to start with, because I hate the cinema, because I don't like watching films when people put me off eating crisps and making noise and speaking to their families and stuff. So I very rarely go to the cinema.
Yeah, I think don't worry about the scenarios, Mark, because scenario two is Mark Brown is going swimming. There's a sign by the pool which says no running, no bombing, no petting. Also, you must be naked, you must not move your arms, you must smile all the time, and you have to try to drink all the water before you get out. What would Mark Brown do? What do you think, Robbie?
He would complain to Jackie, my tour manager, about the restrictions that are being put on him in the swimming pool area.
Not be able to move his arms.
Yeah,
yes.
And he wouldn't go in, but he'd read the sign and then complain to somebody.
Have you seen him swimming? He's quite graceful for his size.
No, I don't think I have seen him swim, no.
No, you'd know it if you had. I've put Mark would think this is the rules are mad, but he'd do it anyway because he loves swimming. What would you do, Mark?
I do love swimming, but also I do love complaining to Jackie, so you're both right.
OK, last one. Mark Brown is going to a pizza restaurant. The waiter slips when serving Mark Brown, but he regains his balance and only spills a little bit of his drink. What would Mark Brown do?
Mark Brown would drink the drink and then espouse to the other two members of the other horn section that he's in about what a twat the person serving the drink was.
So he's complaining to someone. Yeah, I've got...
Yeah, no, he's sort of, you know, elevating himself by not being a twat, by pointing out how somebody else is a twat.
Yeah, I've got he's writing a bad TripAdvisor review. Mark?
Yeah, I would definitely complain, but I wouldn't complain to the man.
What would you call him? Is it twat?
Look at this clumsy twat.
Twat, yeah, it's twat. So, Robbie, this is the Horn Section podcast. Thank you for doing it. Why are you doing it, Robbie?
Because Mark asked me to, and I'm a fan of Mark, and I'm a fan of the Horn Section.
Okay, well, I'm very excited about this, partly because I know you like golf, and partly because I know you like football. So what I thought we could do is have a chat about football and golf. Mark, do you want to strum away on a guitar in the background?
Yeah, if you want me to.
Then we're just two guys chatting about golf and football, and there's a bloke playing guitar.
Yeah, guitar. Okay, bye.
Yeah, we'll just start chatting then. What do you prefer, Robbie, golf or football, if it had to be one?
I prefer playing golf, but I prefer watching football.
Well, that's ruined my next question, which is which do you prefer playing? But I'll ask it anyway. Which do you prefer playing?
I prefer golf. Playing golf, yes. Mm,
same answer.
Yeah.
Have you ever played foot golf?
I thought I'd invented foot golf.
Right.
And
I played that at your house.
Yeah. What year was that?
I don't know. When we did that Man Olympics thing, we did foot golf at your house.
Well, that's because I've been playing, I call it FOLF, and I've been playing FOLF since 2006. And I think me and Ant and Deck were actually going to market FOLF as a viable sport. But much like a lot of ideas that you have, they just get trapped in the idea net, wherever that goes to. But, I invented FOLF.
I mean, it's the best story so far of the podcast.
Yeah. I also invented the fidget spinner.
Oh, you invented fidget spinners, did you?
Yeah, but I patented it, but somebody stole the patent.
I invented something called food gloves, which are gloves with serrated edges, just to stop you using knives and forks. You just go in
so,
with the gloves.
So like you eat with your hands, but like it's like a fork finger?
Yeah, there's one sharp digit, if there's a tough bit.
I've just invented the fork finger.
Have you ever thought of doing foot golf, but the other way around? So you're playing football with a golf ball on a full-size pitch?
No, I haven't. I would think that it would lead to bruised toes.
I'm enjoying chatting about golf and football with you. Do you know what's inside a golf ball?
It used to be sort of like elastic bands.
Yeah, I've got elastic bands. I think it might still be. It doesn't feel like it should be.
No, it isn't elastic bands anymore. It's like a moulding that I know not of the name, but I watched this guy called Rick Shields on YouTube, and he splits them open to see what's inside. Some have got a liquidy centre, but most of them have this sort of material. I know not what the name is. It's not elastic bands anymore. It used to be feathers in the turn of the last century.
Well, I've got three things here. I didn't know about the feathers. I also watch a lot of Rick Shields videos, and I like the way you say, I know not what its name is.
Thank you.
When you blow up a football, do you dribble into the little hole first and then poke the pointy bit in?
When I blow up a football...
When you inflate a football, yeah. I've been dribbling into the little hole, and I think I'm not sure if that's what everyone does. Or
what, dribbling what?
I dribble some spit into it to soften it, and I thought that's what everyone
does. Oh, no, I haven't blown up a football for a long time. Since I wrote Angels, I have people that do that for me.
You've not blown up a football since you wrote Angels?
Yes.
That's quite a stat.
Do they still have valves?
Yeah, they've still got valves.
How much is a pint of football?
You'd be surprised how little the football inflation system has changed since you wrote Angel.
I am. I'm perturbed.
How many pairs of shin pads have you got, Robbie?
I don't know. I haven't played football for a long time because I've got arthritis in the bottom of my spine and I can't put my foot through a ball. So I haven't played football in, I would say, 10 years. I do have shin pads somewhere. I've got at least... two.
You can wear them for golf?
I can wear them for golf. I've just invented golf shin pads.
I'm going to say a couple of golfers now, Robbie. I want you to say the equivalent footballer. For example, if I said Seve Ballesteros, he'd probably be Maradona. Do you want to do that?
No, if you said Seve Ballesteros...
Yeah, you're not saying Maradona.
No, I would say... OK, I'd go with Maradona. I was thinking of a Spanish equivalent.
Yeah, no, I don't think the nationality is important. It's about the play style, I think.
OK, Seve Ballesteros, I'll go with Maradona.
OK, I've got Miguel Jimenez.
Miguel Jimenez. Well, it's got to be sort of eccentric with their own style and quite mercurial. Who have you got for Miguel Jimenez?
Well, I normally pick Liverpool players. I've got Jan Molby.
I was going to go with Jan Molby, but I couldn't remember his name. That's exactly who I was going for. I was just like, I was envisioning the guy that was rotund with the crowned paints.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Just wandering around.
It's Jan Molby. We're simpatico. Yeah, I like it, yeah.
Okay, I've got one the other way around, and then we're finished with golf and football. I've got Matt Letizia, if he was a golfer.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Matt Letizia, a one-man club, not the most pacey, but very, very skillful. Phil Mickelson stuck with the left-handed club all of his career, and he's excellent around the greens. His touch is amazing. So I'll go with, Phil Mickelson.
I've also got Phil Mickelson.
Have you really?
Yeah, I could... Well, I don't know how to script... I could show you my computer, but I don't think it works like that because you're in America.
Well, Jan... Yeah, we both had Jan Molby.
Right, Robbie, it's time now for me to sing one of your songs.
Yeah.
You've got to guess what song I'm singing.
Oh, this sounds good.
Mark, you can try to guess as well if you want. If you say Mark or Robbie when you know it. But I'm only going to sing the first two letters of each word. And I'm not going to sing the tune. So it'll be the first two letters of each word. So here's the first Robbie Williams song. Me we th flush, kiwi yo to, boge hi an th gi ev moso. why yo ha if yo no we th Mark, yes.
It's millennium.
No, it's not. No, it goes over. Ka I ki it ye yo ka. I go fa.
Rock DJ.
It is Rock DJ, Robbie. It is, yeah.
And it was, can you kick it? Yes, you can.
Yeah, that was the easy bit. They tend to be recognisable after about a minute.
They're like all Robbie Williams songs.
OK, I'm going to sing this one a little more. This is more of a ballad. Here we go. Te yo so to me. I win ne let go co.
I love my life.
It is. I think it's just called Love My Life.
Yeah.
The last one. He is go and he. no le for yo tofe sh yo are co of he no sk I'm a but f of f I us to be yo my row of m my de so co on
I am let me entertain you
enyo it is let me enyo Robbie wins 3-0. Hey guys, that was a good game with Robbie, wasn't it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mark got hammered by Robbie Williams. Who wants to have a go too?
Yes, please.
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll do one song, but instead of Robbie Williams songs, you have to guess which Queen song I'm singing.
Oh.
Once again, I'll sing the first two letters of each word. Give us a little rhythm, please, Ben, and just wave at me when you think you've got the answer right.
Okay, here it comes.
Here we go. Go, sa, qu, go, sa, ooh, gr, qu. Low li oo no qu go sa th qu se he ve ha and le low to re of us go sa the qu oh lo oo go ar oh
Ed.
Yeah, the pianist there. Yes pianist.
God Save the Queen.
It is God Save the Queen. It's that Queen song.
Oh, yeah, that's absolute dick.
Funny. Pardon Mark?
I know you've had a lot on.
Ben, I really loved your drumming on that. Do you want to talk us through how you were doing that?
Yeah, I've got it was like it's sort of a fast bossa nova groove. I've got some quavers going on the hi hat, a bass drum playing a boom chippa boom, like a clave rhythm on the snare. Cross.
You probably just do it with your mouth, Ben, couldn't you? Rather than those silly drums.
Maybe.
Have a go. And now a solo.
Oh, it's the better, better.
Wow.
Better.
Yeah,
well, better.
Way better.
Yeah, it was excellent.
Well, I think we should have another pre-prepared item. And who better to do that than the man with the drums in his mouth, Mr. Ben Reynolds. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Ben.
Yes.
You've been quite coy about your item this week.
Yeah, so I've written a little play.
Oh, wow.
You're all going to feature in, and I'm going to email you the script now.
Oh, okay.
I'm not on email.
No, I don't have an email address.
I can't wait. All right, then.
Let's go.
Hello there. Music registration.
All right, great. Paul McCartney here. I'd like to register a song, please.
Okay, great. Paul, putting you through now. Got Paul McCartney on the line. Titus, he's written a new song.
Okay, great. Put him through.
Paul McCartney here. I've written a brand new song.
It's great to hear from you, Paul. Paul, what's it about?
It's about how great things are at the moment.
Oh, nice angle. What's the name? I'll look it for you.
Cheers, mate. It's called Today.
Great. Today? Is that right?
Yes, today.
Oh, sorry, yesterday.
No, it's today.
I know what day it is, Paul.
No, the song.
Oh, yesterday.
Yes, today.
Yesterday.
No, today.
No, today. No, today? Is it no today? I'm trying not to make you look like a plum. Paul, but I'm not sure no today is a thing. When did you write this?
Day before yesterday.
Sorry, the day before you wrote yesterday?
No, the day before I wrote today.
Oh, right. So you've been writing today as well?
I wrote today, if that's what you mean.
What have you written today?
Yes, that's what I've been telling you.
What?
Oh, I've written another tune, if that's easy for you.
Oh, great, yeah, when did you write it?
Don't worry about that.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Hello Goodbye.
Make your mind up,
no,
Paul.
No, that's the song title.
What's the song title?
What's is not the song title. It's Hello Goodbye.
What?
Help!
What?
Help!
Bling!
Now that's a good song.
Very nice. Very good.
It's a play.
Very good.
Oh, I enjoyed that a lot.
Very good.
Yeah.
My accent got better, I think.
It really
started
did.
In Birmingham.
Well, look, I'm now going to tell you a joke, and then we're going to return to our special guest, Robbie Williams, who is joined by a poet. So, who wants to do the jingle for the joke? Will it? Okay. Well, this joke goes out to all you single guys out there. Stay strong. Here we go. My car is the same make as the big lump that sticks out of the middle of my tummy. It's an Audi. It's an Audi.
Very good.
Okay, then. I'm now going to interview Robbie Williams.
What a great link.
It's the interview section now. I'm going to interview you, Robbie. And for this one, the poet, Tim Key, is going to sit in and agree with every answer you give. Are you all right with that?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Okay, I'm just admitting him. He's been sitting in the waiting room for half an hour. Oh, hello, Tim. Tim, can you turn the movie off?
It's not a movie, it's a documentary.
Robbie Williams, this is Tim Key.
Hi, Tim.
Hello, Robbie.
Tim, this is Robbie.
What's the documentary about?
Serial killers.
Ah, yeah, cool.
We can only see your chin, Tim.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to interview Robbie now. If you could just agree
Tim
with all his answers, that'd be great.
Can I just ask Tim? Tim, is that a COVID goatee?
Already had the goatee, and then I'm sort of filling it in COVID style.
Yeah, COVID goatee sounds like a good poem.
Yeah, there's something in that. Yeah, we'll do the interview first, then I'll go and do that.
Okay, so I think we're ready for the interview now. So, Tim, you happy agreeing with everything Robbie says?
Yeah, I'll just agree with it, with what Robbie says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, Robbie, welcome to the interview. Is it fun being a pop star?
It's a lot of fun being a pop star. I really do enjoy my job. Yes.
Yep, he likes it. He enjoys being a pop star.
Robbie, have you been to places like Argentina?
Yes, I've been to Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just wondering, when you're singing your songs on stage at Wembley, do you ever think, blimey?
Sometimes.
Yeah, he does sometimes. Just thinks, blimey.
And when you've got a lot of equipment, this is for non-musicians, I suppose. When you've got a lot of equipment for your live shows, like you do, how do you get all the stuff there?
I have a crew of people that dismantle stuff, then put stuff back together, and then ship it. And then there's people that drive lorries. And there's lots. They're called stage hands, I think.
How many are there?
Seven.
They work really hard. Those seven work really hard.
Sorry, Mark. There's a bunch of lorries, and so when one gig is finished, all of that stuff will get broken down and put into the lorries, and there's staff who will do that. Stage, what was it, Robbie?
Stagehands.
Stagehands. People used to call them roadies.
Yes.
It's like linesmen. They're now called assistant referees. And with this stuff, it used to be called roadies, but these days they're stagehands, and they'll fill the lorries up, and then they'll take the stuff on to the next place, get there ahead of time. And then Robbie and the band and, you know, loved ones and things, they'll get there slightly slower and be able to have lunch and stuff. Then when they get there, if everything's gone according to plan, all the stuff will be up and running, and then sound check, is it?
Well, I've got a follow-up question, which you could probably take, Tim. If the show's at 8 p.m, what time does Robbie arrive?
Is he going to agree with me?
I think so.
All right. Yeah, if the show's at 8, then, Robbie will be there... probably the night before, but on the day he'll come in early afternoon and they'll do a sound check, which will last 2 or 3 hours, and then a few people will stay a bit longer, but Robbie will go and have a coffee, just chill out, and then come back for about 5-6 o'clock.
Okay,
I've got a couple more questions. Robbie, I've got a dog. Have you got a dog?
I've got 8 dogs.
Yeah, he's got 8.
Okay, I've got a table tennis table. Have you got a table tennis table?
I've got 8 table tennis tables.
He's got 8 table tennis tables.
Okay, finally, I've got a friend called Dinky Donk who's just had a baby. Have you got a friend called Dinky Donk who's just had a baby?
No.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Well, there is a bonus question. What do you think of the saxophone as a musical instrument?
Well, I used to despise it,
yes.
Like really hate it. But now I've come full circle and I despise it again. No, I don't.
Yes.
I've done a 180, and a bit of sax is great. Too much sax.
It's just enough.
Yeah.
And now I play mainly guitar in the Robbie Williams set.
Oh, do you play with Robbie?
Yep. And I play mainly guitar in the Alex Horn set as well. So
yes, but in the Robbie Williams band, you sing a full solo doing Coco Cabana with dancing girls and feathers.
I did, in Las Vegas.
Is that to cover a costume change?
It is.
That's the end of the interview, Tim. Next up, it's a game. You're welcome to play or not. It's called Robbie Williams. So that's your choice, Tim. It's probably 3 minutes.
It's a commercial break in the documentary.
So if I get through it quickly... Well, it's Robbie Williams, spelt Robbie, so R-O-B-B-Y, as in describing someone who likes nicking things. So it's a game all about people called William doing crimes. So
I'm going to give Robbie Williams.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a clue. You've got to say the crime.
Usually they're called burglar bills, aren't they?
Yeah, well, this is Robbie Williams.
Okay.
well, I'll cross burglar bill off then, shall I?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a clue. You have to say the crime and the William. The crime and the surname both start with the same letter. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
This is mainly for Robbie, though, rather than you, Tim.
Well, so shall I be quiet, then?
Quieter. OK, so I've got 9 of these. What number do you want, Robbie?
It'll take 5.
5.
OK. I'm in Star Trek, but I keep not paying for things. I'm Captain Kirk, and I've been caught on CCTV hiding things down my trousers. Who am I? So it's a crime and then a William.
Okay, so it's William Shatner, and the crime
he's been caught
is...
on CCTV hiding things down his trousers.
Whoplifting.
No, it's shoplifting Shatner.
I didn't get a chance to steal there, and I would have said shoplifting Shatner.
It's the surname, Robbie. It is the surname.
Oh, I see. I haven't totally understood this. I thought both of the crime and the William had to have the W.
No, it's going to be the surnames, but there's eight more.
Horn.
Okay.
Can I iron this out? Do you want to do that? We're going to edit that bit. Do that question again, and then Robbie will have a better stab at it.
No?
Yeah, do it again.
Yes. I'm in Star Trek, but I keep not paying for things. I'm Captain Kirk, and I've been caught on CCTV hiding things in my trousers.
That's William Shoplifter.
Shoplifter Shatner.
Yes, it's Shoplifter Shatner. So that goes
OK, I still haven't got this, have I?
OK, Tim, number between 1 and 9?
6.
6, OK. I was quite a fun president of America, and I think I might blow up Parliament.
I was quite a fun... OK, so it's...
Quite a fun president, recent.
William Fawkes. Fawkes William.
No. So the crime is planning to blow up
treason.
Parliament.
Yeah.
Well, I've got conspiracy for that one.
William Conspiracy? Bill Conspiracy?
Yeah, Conspiracy Clinton.
Okay, I see.
Could I have maybe had a chance to steal that?
Yes, do you want me to do it again?
Did you, Tim, have Conspiracy Clinton?
Yeah, I had that, yeah. It's getting those double...
What's Tim doing?
Hang on, is conspiracy a crime?
Yes, I googled what are examples of crimes.
Okay.
So hang on a minute, mm-hmm. You can't plan stuff then?
You can't plan to do a crime. Next one. What number, please?
4.
Yeah, I'll take 6 again. I'm interested in 6.
Well, I've done 6.
Let's have another look at 6.
Well, Robbie's gone now. And I'm sure that's a direct response. Oh, he's back.
No, I'm back.
Okay. I'm in Elf. I've got big hair and I'm drawing my own banknotes.
Well... Fraud, Farrell.
It's close. You can steal here.
Fraudster Farrell.
It's forgery Farrell in the end. I think I play for Chelsea. I'm using the long number on the front of the card, but I'm not you, and my first name is another word for a penis.
Say it again.
Yes, I think I play for Chelsea, or used to, and I'm using the long number on the front of the card, but I'm not you, and my first name is another word for a penis, but it's also William.
Dick for... I know you've just done forgery, haven't you?
Yeah, no, it's not forgery.
Dig fraud.
It's not an easy one, this one. Have you got anything, Tim?
I think I used to play for Chelsea.
Yes, I think I did.
Do you know who else you used to play for?
No, I just picture him in a blue T-shirt.
Willie.
Not many footballers call Willie. He might have been Arsenal.
Caballas.
Well, I've got Willie Caballero.
Caballero used to play in goal. He plays in goals, right?
Yeah, that's who I've got. I've got credit card fraud Caballero.
Okay.
I think that might be enough.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm also an actor. I'm a Ghostbuster, but whoops, I've just killed someone.
Murderer Murray.
Yeah, Murderer Murray. Okay, off you go, Tim.
Goodbye.
Bye, Tim. Take care. And you, mate.
Bye, Mark.
Bye-bye, Tim.
Bye, Alex.
He goes back to his documentary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Outie.
Oh. Yeah.
Had you been thinking about that the whole way through the Robbie Williams interview there, Joe?
Literally.
You're not concentrate.
The last 20
minutes. When you write jokes, do you just take the punchlines you've already got and write new lead lines?
Don't know what you're talking about. I'd love to chat to you all now about something. Any chance we could get some lovely piano music underneath this chat, please? Is that possible?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a busy boy today, Ed, isn't he?
So listen, I was wondering how you guys are all getting on with food at the moment. Mark, are you eating you look like you're eating a lot at the moment.
I am. I'm eating loads. Yeah. Loving it.
Will, have you developed any strange eating habits?
No. Really.
No. What about you, Ben or Joe?
Not a lot. Eating quite a lot of cheese. We ordered a cheese hamper, so we're eating quite a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
Joe? Yeah, we've been getting cheesy offcuts.
Cheesy offcuts.
Yeah, they're quite nice.
Well, I'm trying a new diet that you guys could all try if you want. It's called the Tetris diet. And the idea is that you eat things that are a certain shape so that when you swallow them, they intersect with the last thing that you've eaten. And if you can make a full line of shapes across your stomach, that food disappears and you lose weight. So I normally start the day with a banana on its side so that it lays flat. Then I have a couple of sausages standing up. I have some spare ribs, a leg of lamb, and then a lot of square slices of cheese. I've put on 3 stone. And that brings us on nicely to a collaboration I've done with a pianist. Shut up, pianist! Hello, mate.
Oh, all right.
I love the music you did for my lyrics.
Thanks very much, mate.
You loved the lyrics.
I loved the length of the lyrics you sent me.
Was it long?
Very, very long.
It wasn't as long as normal, was it?
Did you have to buy extra iCloud storage to house the lyrics?
You're the Lloyd Webber to my Rice, pianist.
You're the Bernie, what's his face, to my Elton thingy.
You're the soy sauce to my Rice.
You're the oat milk to my Cheerios.
You're the Mason Mount to my Declan Rice.
Oh, that's good one. Nice.
Okay, so here's our song. It's the angry song. They're angry. They're full of rage. They're livid, incandescent, mad as hell. Yes, chefs are angry. They're all irate. But if I was a chef, I'd be cross as well. They train for years, they never rest, just cook for hours and hours, weaving magic with their fingers. They're blessed with superpowers. They plan meals with precision. They source the finest spices. They master pots and pans, and with their knives they make fine slices. But they're all angry. Yeah, they're apoplectic. A bent out of shape, waspish and wild. Yes, chefs are angry, seething and sore. But if I was a chef, I'd also be riled. 'Cause when they finally got a job after begging down on their knees, they're working in a kitchen, making nice things out of cheese. They're in that boiling sweat box, 10-hour shifts with little fuss. They finish off a dish with style and send it out to us. And then we shove it in our gobs, we chuck it down our throats. All that work they've done for years, we gobble it like goats. We shove it in our gobs and carry on our conversations. We barely notice what it is, we have no taste sensations. We chew it up and swallow it and squeeze the whole thing down. We spray it with our acid and we make it all go brown. We take their lovely artistry and squeeze it through our tubes. Then mix it up with stuff we had for lunch and loads of booze. We shit it out, we shit it out, we shit their hard work out. We flush their mush stuff in the bog and flush it down the spout. It goes into the sewers. Shit it out and flush it down with other people's feces. So yes, I'd be angry.
might also be aggrieved. I'd be furious, irascible, dyspeptic. Oh, I'd be outraged. Part under the collar, I'd be splenetic. So if I was a chef, I wouldn't try to be gourmet. I'd be the chef that makes the food for the window display. My food would live forever. No one would ever eat it. No one would shove it into their gobs. And nobody would ever excrete it.
We play again? Whoa. Yeah, I didn't realise it was that long. It's quite long.
Quite long.
Is that as long as Bohemian Rhapsody?
Longer.
There,
felt longer.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's as good as Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
But Johnny knew someone who played trumpet and saxophone. Imagine. Johnny knew someone who played trumpet or saxophone.
Yeah.
I know. If only.
It'd ruin it. Absolutely ruin it.
I mean, the horn sounds were exceptional.
Yes.
All right, guys. All right, let's chill out for a bit.
Hang on, we've got to say a big thank you to Mr. Reynolds for his wonderful drumming.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
That's the only bit I can't accurately replicate.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
Yeah, he's the only one I've been calling on as well.
Well, look, let's chill out now and have a bit of contemplation time, because it's now time for Pedro's Thought for the Day.
It's time to pause for a thought of a sort that purports to be thought of the day. Welcome to this week's Thought of the Day, and thanks for joining us. This is a time for us all to come together, a time to just take a moment, sit back, relax, and lend our attention to the thought of the day. I'm now going to introduce Rachel, our chief researcher, who's kindly agreed to put today's thought of the day into song form for us. Over to you, Rachel. As we grow older, our facial bones, including our eye sockets, nose and upper jaw, continue to change. Wow. Formidable baritone. Thank you, Rachel. And thank you at home for joining us. We'll see you next time. We're glad we paused for a thought of a sort that purports to be thought of the day.
And if you are a Robbie Williams fan, let us know what you think of the other elements of this podcast. Ed, I forgot to ask you, when do you put your bins out?
Oh, it's instrumental, by the way.
Nice one.
There's no bins collected on Monday. All the bins collected on Tuesday. There's no bins collected on Wednesday. Hear the word of the bin man. There's no bins collected on Thursday. No bins collected on Friday. No bins collected at the weekend. Hear the word of the bin man. Take it away, Binny. The trash, I mean. And fade out. There we go.
Nice one.
Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
That was very good, actually. Keep it going.
Why didn't you do a fade out on Logic?
It's almost over.
Wow. Okay.
He has had a lot on.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we've got more music, but I think we need a little break. So let's have a quick game. Then we'll have Willip's song, and then we'll go back to Robbie for one last time. The game is called "Do I Have a Crisp in My Mouth?" So you each ask me a question, I answer, and then you say whether or not you think I've got a, whether you think or not I've got a crisp. When you think I've got a crisp or not? Okay, in my mouth. So I'm just going to go off camera, and I may or may not put a crisp in my mouth.
Joe, trumpet.
Oh God. Lamb doner or chicken sheesh?
Lamb doner.
I think you have got a crisp in your mouth.
Yeah. No, I don't. I was acting. I was pretending to be the sort of person who would have a crisp in their mouth. Okay,
you
next did, one.
You were highly convincing. Mm.
Ed.
Wait a minute. Let me just get Alex up. Oh, hi, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Can you nod if you have a crisp in your mouth, please? I think you've got a crisp in your mouth.
I don't have a crisp in my mouth. Great game.
Cunning, though. Nice angle.
Okay. I'm going over here again.
Oh, it's me. What's your favourite meaty food to have for breakfast?
Sausages.
You've got a crisp in your mouth.
I don't have a crisp in my mouth.
You don't even have any crisps,
have you even got
do you?
Any?
Okay, I'm going over here, and I may or may not put a crisp in my mouth.
What's the meaning of life?
Sausages. Sausages.
I think you do have a crisp in your mouth.
I did have a crisp in my mouth, yes.
And that is the meaning of your life.
Which means Willip wins. Well done for winning that game, Willip. But we've not heard any music from you yet. So could you all please shout something very nice to Willip, and then we'll play in his song all at the same time. One, two, three.
Lovely.
Lovely, lovely man. It's a bit of satire this week.
Good. Oh, God.
If you spoon the right Matt Hancock's name. Pat Mancock. If you spoon the right Matt Hancock's name. Pat Mancock. If you spoon the right Matt Hancock's name. Pat Mancock. Pat Man. Pat Man.
Thank you very much.
No way.
That's all right.
I can't believe that.
Lovely stuff. But how about you all ask Robbie Williams a question? Right, well, we've got some questions from the rest of the band now. I sent them WhatsApp messages to ask you questions, so they don't know what each other has asked, and I was hoping it would be quite enlightening. Ben the drummer says...
Hi there, Robbie. Ben the drummer here. Just wondered, if you ever invited me over your house for tea, what might you cook me to show off your culinary prowess? Thanks.
I haven't made anything since 1990. I haven't cooked anything ever. So it would probably be what I cooked the last time I cooked, which was a pot noodle.
We've got that in common. Uh-huh. I can't cook and don't cook. Joe the trumpeter says...
Hi, Robbie. Joe the trumpet player here. Lamb doner or chicken sheesh? Cheers, bye.
Lamb doner.
Okay. Will the bassist.
Hi, Robbie Williams. What are your top five favourite puddings?
So they've all gone food.
Well, I think I would put bread and butter pudding. I've got bread and butter pudding. I'm just saying these out loud. Red velvet cake. Banoffee pie.
Different.
Yeah, banoffee pie. I wouldn't have a sundae in there or a Knickerbocker Glory because that's just a waste of calories. I think that I will go... There's this cake called birthday cake here in Los Angeles, which is absolutely amazing.
Oh, we've got birthday cake in England.
Yeah, but is it like... any cake in England on your birthday is a birthday cake,
That's
right?
not what you meant.
That's not what I meant, no. There's this particular cake called a birthday cake. And then also, I'd suppose I would go with like a raspberry ripple cheesecake.
Okay. Well, I'll pass that back to the bassist. And then finally, the pianist. Didn't send one in.
Rude.
Yeah.
So rude.
Mark, have you got a question for Robbie Williams?
When's our next gig?
Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah.
Nightmare, isn't it?
It is a nightmare. I'm really looking forward to doing them, though.
Yeah, me too. We should have been in Vegas. We've missed a whole run in Vegas.
Yeah.
Do you miss the performance? Because I suddenly had an urge the other day, thinking, oh, God, it'd be good to be on stage showing off.
Yeah, I do. I do. It's because, along with a lot of other things that's taken away whilst we're in this process, is your purpose. And my purpose and my passion is going to go and show off. And I enjoy showing off until I get too tired and then I don't enjoy it. But right now, I want the ability to show off again.
Yeah, this isn't quite the same, is it? This is a nice thing to do, but it's not quite showing off.
This is like a stopgap.
Mm.
This is the aspartam into the real sugar.
Yes, we will use that as a quote, I think.
As a song, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we're going to end the chat with a song. What's the best song you've ever done, Robbie?
It's got to be Angels, isn't it?
Correct. It is Angels. How many times do you think you've sung Angels? Bearing in mind that Mark texted me, he worked out he played it 144 times last year.
Oh, wow. So if he played it 140... Yep. I only did 3 gigs.
We didn't do that many gigs last year, but I worked it out with rehearsals as well. I did 144 renditions. So I've been in your band for almost 8 years. So 7 times 144. That's 1,000, isn't it?
The song has been out there existing for 25 years. So I guess it's getting on to 1,500 times now.
Well, you're going to sing it one more time. Because Mark's done a spectacular orchestral arrangement. Isn't that right, Mark?
Sort of, yes.
Okay. Are you fine with this, Robbie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you. This is Robbie singing Angels.
I sit and wait. Doesn't angel contemplate my fate? Do they know the places where we go when we're grand old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead.
Thank you.
Hey, who enjoyed Angels?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Thank you, everyone. Thanks to Mark Brown for arranging that piece of music, and thanks to our special guest, Mr. Robbie Williams.
That's right.
Thanks too to Joe Walker and Joel Porter for sorting this out. Thanks to Ben, Joe, Mark again, Sergeant Jim Piano, and Willip for making all that noise. But mainly thanks to Pedro for his magnificent thought for the day. It's dingle time after this. Thanks again to Robbie Williams. Goodbye!
Bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
It was the middle of the coldest winter. Frankie rolled around on his bike. He fell off his bike and he got a splinter. So he printed tweezers on his 3D printer, 3D printer. His name was Frank. When he crashed, his bike went bang. But he fixed his inner tube. Then sped home for dinner food. The toad, the toad, the toad in the hole. Frankie, Frankie, Frankie Campbell. The toad, the toad, the toad in the hole. Frankie, Frankie, Frankie Campbell. A son named Jacob and a daughter named Tegan. Tegan. All right. Tony Jennings. She's a Taurus.
Like the Queen.
Or David Beckham.
What? Good God. But she doesn't like the funk. Do you hear what I'm saying?
If you are called Sweet Noodle Boy, then this song is for you, my boy. Sweet Noodle Boy, Sweet Noodle Boy, she misses you, Oodles Boy. Sweet Noodle Boy, Sweet Noodle Boy, she misses you, Oodles Boy. To Julian from Julia, you're just an N away from her, because you're both in NYC. She finds it hard that she can't see. Sweet Noodle Boy, Sweet Noodle Boy, she misses you, Oodles Boy. Your hair is getting far too long, your body has got far too long, your feet are too far from your chin, your limbs are all a bit too thin, a bit too thin, a bit too thin. Your limbs are all a bit too thin, a bit too thin, a bit too thin, your limbs are all a bit too thin. Your sleepy pup will soon wake up, a nice bottle of wine she'll sup, you'll both get back into the glare, your little bear will still be there, will still be there, will still be there. The littlest bear will still be there, will still be there, will still be there. The littlest bear will still be there.
It's your birthday, hello Jane. Nice to see that you're still going. How old are you nowadays? 'Cause there's no real way of knowing, except that you do have a sister who says she is quite a bit younger. 4 years, 2 days and 6 hours. She thinks that could be the number.
Jane, 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 sing it again for Jane. Jane is a name, long may she reign, Queen Jane.
clever, charming and funny. Artistic, smart, brave Jane. You're batshit crazy and good at shopping. Never mean and never vain. And Lucy loves you, of course she does. That's why she made this song request. She thinks you're great and also she's 4 years today, 6 hours less. Jane, Jane, Jane. Sing it again for Jane. Jane is her name. Long may she reign, Queen Jane. One more thing, your dogs are rats. At least that's what Lucy suggested. And 'cause you dress them up in clothes, you should be arrested. Arrested! Jane, 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 Jane. Say it again for Jane. Jane is a lady. Long way she reigns, Queen Jane.
Caroline Major, it's your time.
Caroline Major,
form a little birthday song, which has gone a little bit wrong. Your nice friend Zoe was on time, but we worked far too slowly. We're sorry to be at least 2 weeks late. I hope you're not now full of hate for Zoe or the band. But even if you are, I will take them in hand. I will punish them, I will berate them, because you said that you hate them.
You didn't exactly say that, but it's a possibility. Happy birthday, Caroline Major!
Molly Morris,
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 Molly Morris.
She's a musical girl,
Molly Morris,
Molly Morris,
and she plays netball as well.
Molly Morris,
Molly Morris,
Molly Morris,
Molly Morris,
Molly Morris,
Molly Morris,
Molly Morris.
Molly Morris, you're a pagan style of Morris dance. I'm certain that you'll try it if you ever get the chance. She'd be a Molly Morris dancer.
Alice May Iverson is, Alice Iverson is now, Alice Iverson's 18 years old. So, sorry that you couldn't go to the theatre on your special day, but we hope one day we might come and see you performing in a play.
That's right,
yes, we might pop up to Rotherham, or maybe we'll see you in Wakefield.
Yes.
We'll drive up in my car with Willip on the roof and Joe on the windshield.
To Sheffield Uni,
you'll miss Lyra and Looney.
Luna.
I know it's sad you're not going now, but you're bound to go to Disney World soon.
We promise!
So happy birthday to Alice! Have a lovely morning and afternoony. I really, 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 really hope that you like this beautiful tunie.
Hi there. This is just a little message to say that we'll be doing one more isolation podcast after this one, and then we'll be taking a little bit of a break because we've got some work, weirdly. So thank you for everyone who's been supporting us. We'll put out more podcasts as soon as we can, but we will try to get everyone's dingles in before we go. If you do want to donate more money, we're very grateful, but please bear in mind the next podcast is the last one for a little while. So it's patreon.com. They do seem to take your money every month, so just watch out for that. Thank you again for everyone's support. It's been fun doing silly things for a while.
We will do them again soon, and we shall see you all soon.
In the meantime, here is a holler for those people who've donated
this week's thought of the day, and thanks for joining us. This is a time for us all to come together, a time to just take a moment, sit back, relax, and lend our attention to the thought of the day. In light of our current situation and en route to our thought of the day, let us now find meaning together from this particular sentiment. In times of crisis, people reach for meaning. Meaning is strength. Our survival may depend on our seeking and finding it. And those words there from Dawna Markova. Thank you, Dawna. With this in mind, let's now turn our attention to the behaviour of the lesser housefly. As we all find ourselves at home for extended periods of time at the moment, we'll have all undoubtedly been pondering the curious flight path of the Fania canicularis. Why does it fly predominantly in the centre of a room in small, straight lines, abruptly changing course at short intervals? Is it that the canicularis are patrolling the district ready to fight away intruders? Is it because they are included in the order Diptera, meaning two wings, and that these two pairs of wings beat in time? Is the answer, in fact, that the hind wings have evolved into club-like structures named halteres? And as the insect flies, the halteres stick out from the body slightly, acting like little gyroscopes. Is it that sense organs in the lesser housefly detect the strain in the halteres and act like an in-flight guidance system, enabling quick and sudden changes in direction? Wow, this is fascinating stuff. Well, that concludes today's Thought of the Day, and we thank you for letting us into your living room. And if you'd like to know more about today's Thought of the Day, all of these questions and more can, of course, be answered by referring to the valuable online resource, Wikipedia.
We're glad we paused for a thought of a sort that abhors to be thought of the day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.